History of France by Charlotte M. Yonge. The Revolution. Attempts at reform. It was evident that a change must be made. Louis XVI himself knew it, and slurred over the words in his coronation oath that bound him to extirpate heresy, but he was a slow, dull man, and affairs had come to such a pass that a far abler man than he could hardly have dealt with the deadlock above without causing a frightful outbreak of the pent-up masses below. His queen, Marie Antoinette, was hated for being of Austrian birth, and though a spotless and noble woman, her most trivial actions gave occasion to calumnies founded on the crimes of the last generation. Unfortunately, the king, though an honest and well-intentioned man, was totally unfit to guide a country through a dangerous crisis. His courage was passive, his manners were heavy, dull, and shy, and though steadily industrious, he was slow of comprehension and unready in action. And reformation was the more difficult, because to abolish the useless court offices would have been utter starvation to many of their holders, who had nothing but their pensions to live upon. Yet there was a general passion for reform. All ranks alike looked to some change to free them from the deadlock which made improvement impossible. The government was bankrupt, while the taxes were intolerable, and the first years of the reign were spent in experiments. Necker, a Swiss banker, was invited to take the charge of the finances, and large loans were made to government, for which he contrived to pay interest regularly. Some reduction was made in the expenditure, but the king's old minister, Maurepas, grew jealous of his popularity and obtained